at PMK, we're telling secrets
and solving mysteries.
I solved the mystery behind the deaths of dinosaurs 65 million years ago.
That is a piece of petrified poo.
Magicians never reveal their secrets until this one met me.
Charlie sucks eggs. No, really, we're not being rude. It's a cool trick. And I'm on center court with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters.
Next point wins.
So come with us behind the scenes,
and you won't ever have to ask, how do they do that?
It's popular mechanics for kids!
Bringing the whole audience up to the office.
Well, why not? I mean, it is the show on behind the scenes of magic and mystery. I thought I'd bring the viewers up behind the scenes of PMK. You know, so they can see a little TV magic, excitement, glamour.
Yeah, my mouth full of tuna, very glamorous.
I'm serious. I'm sure there's a lot of things that people don't know. For instance, did you know that behind every great camera, there's a great director? And he doesn't look very happy to see me right now, so we'll just turn back over here.
So, do you have any better revelations?
Jonathan! Our producer! Something exciting will be going on. Hey, Jonathan, what's exciting
Not
going
now,
on?
Not now, Tyler, I'm busy.
What's plan B?
Who wants to see what the TV star, Alicia Cuthbert, has in her desk?
No. They don't want to see this.
Oh, come on.
Oh! What's this?
Well, that was my lunch.
You ate all this?
I was hungry.
Looks like a cow and chicken graveyard back here.
Oh, that's nothing. Let me show you a real animal graveyard.
Dinosaurs died before humans ever existed, so how do we know anything about them? Well, it all starts by going back to the place on Earth where they lived.
I'm in Drumheller, Alberta, and these are the Badlands.
But when dinosaurs roamed the Earth millions of years ago, this was a perfect place for them to live. It was a rich river plain, nothing like what we're seeing today. This is a great place for people to find dinosaur bones. People like Scott.
Oh, hi, Alicia.
Scott works for the Royal Tyrrell Museum of Paleontology. It has one of the biggest collections of skeletons in the world.
And that's because this was a good place to live if you were a dinosaur during the age of the dinosaurs. It's also a good place for fossils to be formed, too. The big lazy rivers that crossed back and forth across the land in those days, well, that's where the bones settled out. And any sand that the river was carrying covered over the bones. And then the water would percolate through the sand and into the bone. And the minerals the water was carrying would settle out into the bone and turn the bones into stone.
So what we're really digging for are fossilized dinosaur bones.
That's right. What we're trying to do here is figure out what happened to these animals. It's a lot like a 70-million-year-old murder mystery. We're detectives. We've come on the scene. We're going to try to figure out what happened here. Are you ready to solve a 70-million-year-old murder mystery?
Absolutely. Bones, shells, and teeth are the best-known fossils, but many other types exist, from footprints to dinosaur dung. This here seems to be a vertebrae of an Edmontosaurus.
Edmontosauruses were peaceful plant-eating dinosaurs. They traveled in large herds. They were also the meal of choice for the mean, meat-eating Tyrannosaurus rex. How did this Edmontosaurus die? Well, this is a piece of evidence.
And we're the first ones to lay eyes on it in 70 million years.
What you want to do is take off each layer of rock almost as it was laid down over the bones originally. So you just want to take your awl and flip off the upper surface of the rock, one layer at a time. Oh, looks like you got a piece of bone sticking up there. That's great.
Yeah.
Problem is, though, is you want to get these bones from here to the museum.
Since the bones are really fragile, you have to build a cast around them. Then you carefully lift them out and bring them to the museum.
These tools used to pick, prod, and scrape fossils are a lot like what you'd find at your dentist's office.
We carefully remove the sand and dirt and expose the fossil.
This vacuum cleaner really works well. What's this?
That is a piece of petrified poo. In polite society, we call it a coprolite.
By carefully examining the fossil, paleontologists have figured out what probably happened to the Edmontosaurus.
A herd of Edmontosauruses were peacefully grazing by a river. They were attacked, probably by a Tyrannosaurus rex. They stampeded in a panic and tried to cross the river.
That would explain why their fossils were found in a cluster. They drowned. And because 60% of their bones have teeth marks on them.
We know that the rex had a pretty good meal.
Well, case closed. This 70-million-year-old mystery has just been solved. Science. I love it.
Doctors can see babies before they are born by using this ultrasound machine. This baby is 7 months old. See its mouth move? It's called an ultrasound because it works with special sound waves that you can't hear. Ultrasound waves are sent through the mother's belly and rebound off the baby inside. Just like our voice echoes back to us when it hits the face of a mountain. A probe times how long it takes for each sound wave to return and how long the returned echo is. That's how we can figure out the shape of an object. In this picture, you can see the baby's spine. Here's its little heart beating. And here's a close-up of its face. Pretty amazing when you think it all started from this.
Today we're going to learn some new tricks that will not only impress your friends, but potentially earn you fame and fortune. Let's say you're on a TV game show. Millions of people are out there watching and they say they will give you not one, not two, not three, but $500. If you can put an egg into a bottle like this. Check it out. So what would you do?
I don't know.
So, you're still wondering how I got the egg in the bottle. Well, I'll give you a little hint. Have you ever noticed that sucking sound whenever you open up a bottle of juice?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not what's in the bottle, but what's not in the bottle. Air. You see, you never really think about it because it's around you all the time. But the air presses down hard on everything it touches. When you bottle things, removing the air helps them stay fresh longer. But when you open the bottle, the air around you pushes into the bottle where the pressure is less. It may sound like the air is escaping, but it's actually the opposite. Actually, it pushes with more than 14 pounds of force on every square inch. And that's exactly what we'll use to get our egg into the bottle. So first, we start with a shelled, hard-boiled egg, and of course, an empty glass bottle. Notice that the opening of the bottle is smaller than the diameter of the egg. The last thing we need is a book of matches. Make sure you have someone old enough to light these matches for you. Okay. Now watch closely and I'll put the egg on.
Wow!
The fire eats up most of the air in the bottle. Remember, air presses hard on things. And when there's little air left in the bottle, the outside air rushes into the bottle to take the place of the air the fire used up, pushing the egg in with it. We've created what's called a vacuum. It's just like when we opened those bottles of juice and heard the sound of air rushing in. And that's all there is to it. Thank you, baby! You know, I know I'm great under pressure.
Charlie!
Inside those huge tanks is liquid air. Actually, liquid nitrogen. Most of the air we breathe is nitrogen, but at a very cold temperature, nitrogen turns into a liquid. When you plunge a balloon into the cold liquid nitrogen, the air inside it gets very cold and also turns into a liquid. Liquid air takes a lot less space than regular air. Look at it shrink! Take the balloon out. The liquid air inside heats up and becomes a gas again, and the balloon inflates. Liquid nitrogen is used to freeze foods really fast. Frozen flowers, anyone?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a truly great magician who has amazed audiences all over the world, David Acker.
Hi, Alicia. I'm ready.
Oh, wait a second. Where's all your magic stuff?
Well, you're looking at it.
What? I think it's going to be a short show.
No, not short. Small. See, I specialize in something called close-up magic. Little things that have big impact.
Magicians use two things to fool your senses. Misdirection. It makes you look in the wrong place. Assumption. It leads you to assume something that is not true. Guess how I used misdirection and assumption in the salt shaker trick, one of the only tricks magicians will reveal.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, the legendary magic of Alicia.
Thank you. All right, now, I'm going to make this quarter disappear like magic. First, I'm going to put the salt on top of the quarter. I'm going to hold it, and I'm going to think about it really hard, and it's going to disappear. Gone. No, it's not. Okay. I'm going to put this paper towel right over top of it. Think really hard, and it's going to disappear. Gone. No, it's not. So you know what? Let's just forget about the quarter, and let's disappear the salt shaker. Just like that. Isn't that amazing? Look at that. Gone. Thank you.
Nothing ever happens with the coin. The only reason it's part of this trick is to keep people from thinking about the salt shaker.
Ah.
Okay?
Okay.
The point in the routine where the coin is covered with a salt shaker and the paper towel is covering everything, that's where we're going to use misdirection. When you come back here and say the coin's going to vanish, you come back. They still see the coin. They're looking at the coin. That's when you drop the salt shaker right onto your lap, just like that, but at the edge of the table so they can't see it fall. Now, okay. Coming back to the coin, this is where principle of assumption works for us. It looks like there's still a salt shaker under there, but it's not. So that's when you say, you know what? Instead of making the coin disappear, let's make the salt shaker disappear. Why don't you just say stop?
Stop.
It's about halfway down on the pack. Take your right hand. I want you to put your hand right on top of your card, the King of Clubs. Okay. Pin it down so I can't get at it.
Okay.
Excellent. Now, why don't you say stop one more time?
Stop.
A little closer to the bottom that time.
Yep.
This time, your second card is the Two of Hearts. Two of Hearts. And you've got the King of Clubs. Now, here's where it gets weird. Watch this. Turn over the card under your hand.
Oh, that's weird.
Very creepy.
Can you teach me that?
Not that one. Oh. When you know magicians, I'm sorry, they can't really give away their secrets because secrets are the very foundation of magic. I mean, without them, we have nothing.
Well, I'm just going to have to use my television powers on you. I guess.
Hey! Hey, let me out of here. Let me out of here.
You're
Come on, let me out of here. Let me out of here. Come on. Let me out of here. Come on.
See how it makes it feel, huh? Oh, she scores.
What are you doing?
I'm on a break. Yes. Do you want the world to think that we do nothing behind the scenes?
needs here at PMK except waste paper?
I'm being creative. It helps me think.
I really wanted people to see how we do things around here. You know, making television, meeting stars, going to fancy parties.
First of all, we don't go to fancy parties. Second, you're getting yourself all worked up. Now try it. It's very relaxing.
I don't want to.
Well, I hear this is how all the big stars come up with their best ideas.
Really? Even Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Especially Arnold.
Here. Hear me.
You suck.
I'm just getting warmed up.
You need help. Professional help.
All right, fine.
I'm in Orlando, Florida. This is Disney's Wide World of Sports Complex. It's also where the Harlem Globetrotters are having their training camp. I'm here to meet Paul Showtime Gaffney. People call him the Master Showman.
Man.
Wow, how do you do that? I mean, from half court.
Let me explain it to you, Tyler. First, you bend your knees, where you get a lot of leg strength under you. And so when you release, you come up, you're gonna hop high, and you're gonna flip your wrist so you can get arc on your shot. It's like reaching into a cookie basket and bringing out some cookies. You like cookies?
Yeah.
Hey, you can do this shot then.
Okay.
Right there. You're not gonna make every one of them, but it's like life. First, if you don't succeed the first time, you keep trying until you get it. Boy, I'm so happy. Look, we can get some milk with those cookies now.
You have to keep your elbows under the ball. Sloppy elbows make a missed shot.
Like this?
Your elbows keep the ball in line with the basket.
Like that. But being a Globetrotter is more than just shooting. You gotta learn how to spin. First, you gotta think of the ball as the whirl, and your finger as the axle. And as the whirl is spinning, you gotta put your finger up on it like the axle, and okay. Keeping the whirl balanced. Just keep practicing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Hey, Showtime!
What's up, Tyler?
How you doing, man?
I think he's ready to play with us.
You think so?
Yeah.
Let's get a little 2-on-2 going.
A little 2-on-2.
I'll be the referee.
I'll be the referee.
I think this is going to be fun.
Man, that's about 20 feet.
Uh-oh. That is good. At the three-point line, in the post. He makes the cut. Can he finish?
Yeah.
Hey, oh, he got fouled. He got fouled on the three-pointer.
Me too.
Hey, get the ball. You got it. You got it. You got it.
I got it.
Oh, no, he got it. They got a double team going. They got a double team going. Hey, you guys, get it out, man.
Oh, okay.
Get the ball up. I'm half court.
Hey, man. Hey. Yeah. Hey, Rep. Come here. Come here. Tyler, come here. I got a plan.
All right.
Okay. Next point wins. All right. Here we go.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Oh, we got a double team.
Got it? Yeah, I got it.
All right. Look, Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah! All right. That's cheating, man. Yeah. That's game. That's game. That's game. That's game. That's game. That's game. Bucket counts. That's game. Hey, Tyler, we'll see you later, man.
All right, Tyler.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Hey, wait, guys, you can't leave me up here. You gotta help me down.
No.
Oh, guys, come on. your favorite part about today's show?
Well, I like the dinosaur thing. That was pretty cool. But I really liked the magician's tricks he taught us. Actually, you want to see another one I learned today?
Sure.
All right. Okay. But you gotta promise never to tell this secret to anyone else.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Okay. Well, first, I'm gonna need an apple. Perfect. And a banana. And a $5 bill.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Now put this apple in your mouth. And stick this banana in your ear. Right here.
What for?
Okay, do you want to know the trick or not?
Yeah.
Then do it. Come on. All right. Now let me see the $5 bill. Oh, car. Okay. Perfect. Now, go on. Close your eyes.
What is this trick?
See you next time on PMK.
Oh, you have? I might see that one in the banana and the apple when I was a four. What is the trick?